This is Ahval Online, meeting point of accurate news and free comment on the current affairs of Turkey. Welcome to our podcast series. Hello and welcome everyone to Ahval podcast video series, Hot Pursuit. Today my guest is from Istanbul, Ms. Şebnem Korur Fincancı, chairperson of Human Rights Foundation, IHV in short, in Turkey. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to see you again.
Glad to see you too.
I wish a very productive broadcasting today. Because I know that we will discuss some very hot issues.
Exactly.
For Europe particularly.
Exactly, Şebnem. We will discuss about the controversial visit of Mr. Robert Spano, who is the chief judge or chairman of the European Court of Human Rights, elected last May, fresh chief judge, in other words. One of his first visits was to Turkey past week, early September, in relation to the opening of the judicial year in Turkey. The overall choreography of the visit caused a lot of attention and criticism from inside Turkey by human rights activists like yourself, lawyers, and also civil society representatives. The choreography included Spano's visit. I'm giving this background to our viewers so they understand what we are going to discuss about. The visit in Ankara was to top judges, Constitutional Court top judge Zühtü Arslan, Council of State, etc. And the most remarkable one was Spano's visit to the palace of President Erdogan, a face-to-face, tete-a-tete meeting which lasted 45 minutes behind closed doors. And no information leaked out of what these two spoke about. And then Spano addressed the Justice Academy. Thereafter, the most controversial part of the visit began. He received an honorary doctorate from Istanbul University. Istanbul University is one of those universities which purged at least 200 academicians by a presidential decree during the state of emergency. And this case is up to European Court of Human Rights. In other words, Chief Judge visited and received an honorary doctorate from a university which is an alleged guilty or alleged suspect, let's say, in a case, in a very, very large scale case, because we are talking about approximately 6,000+ academicians chased out from the universities, dismissed from the universities. So this is the background, more or less. And also, let's add that he visited Mardin out of 81 provinces in Turkey. There he met ruling AKP local chairman, Cüneyt Yüksel, who is the brother of the Turkish judge, Saadet Yüksel, in Strasbourg, ECI, the European Court of Human Rights. And this also added to the controversy and raised a lot of eyebrows, whether or not Spano is fit to continue as not only as chief judge, but also as judge of the European Court of Human Rights. So, you have been following this visit. I want to hear your commentaries and your take on this one.
The problem is the discussion about independence and impartiality of the European Court of Human Rights, because we know that this discussion is always on stake with the court and with human rights bodies. Unfortunate for this chief judge or the chairperson of European Court of Human Rights, because when he visited the prison, the president's palace, for example, He had to keep in mind that the president gave a speech on the day of the opening of judicial year and indicated about the judgments of some people who still had pending cases in front of the Supreme Court. So this is the breach of impartiality, an indication for the crimes, alleged crimes of these people, which has a leading effect on the judges when you just evaluate the situation. So where there is a president who just gives a speech on the judgments, there is no impartiality. And when the chairperson of European Court of Human Rights visits this president, then there is a huge breach of ethics, actually, in case of this situation. Apart from all the visits, for example, Mardin Bar Association is not one of the prominent bar associations of Turkey. I know that he also visited the Istanbul Bar Association chairperson, but for the region, particularly the Kurdish region, the prominent bar association is the Diyarbakir Bar Association. So we would expect the chairperson to visit the Diyarbakir Bar Association instead of Mardin Bar Association. Mm-hmm. Why Mardin? And also to visit people who are party representatives is also, again, a breach of impartiality. So we had concerns as human rights organizations about this situation, because we know that Turkey, as an alleged government of violating human rights, is in front of the European Court of Human Rights with several files. As you have mentioned, there are many academics who have pending files in front of the court. And not only the academics, but, for example, former judges and prosecutors who have been purged from the judiciary has several files. This is thousands of people who had pending files in front of the Court of Human Rights. So when you just breach impartiality and independence, then all the judgments would have question marks whenever there is judgments regarding, for example, no violation judgments with these files. So this is really astonishing for me, because we know that ethical regulations, ethical algorithm of this kind of human rights courts is so essential for the European countries. Not only the European countries, all the human rights courts actually have these kind of ethical regulations, algorithms. So this is really something that we wonder and is so concerned about the situation.
There are two views about the nature of this visit. One is, for example, by Mr. Rıza Türmen, who is one of the a former judge with the European Court of Human Rights. He basically said that this is a routine visit, that newly elected chief judges and Council of Europe personalities do visit these member countries. And the other view came from Mr. Christoph Flügge, who is a 73-year-old former chief judge of International Court of Tribunal on Yugoslavia. And this chief judge said, basically, responding to this, that it's nonsense that, you know, a chief judge should really pay attention to the impartiality and reputation of European Court of Human Rights, and basically had could have rejected such an invitation. And we also know that, according to some sources, newly elected Secretary General of Council of Europe, and also Dunja Mijatović, Human Rights Commissioner of the Council of Europe, were also invited along with Mr. Spano, but they had kindly, politely declined to join this delegation. So there are these two clashing views. Does it look like a routine to you, or in some parts, or is it not? Which view is more valid in your view?
A visit to a country might be a routine, as Mr. Turman had mentioned, but the problem is not the country you visit, even if the country is allegedly the violator of the human rights, but where you visit in the country and which relationships has come forward with this visit. While the chairperson of the court visits all the allegedly government officers who are allegedly responsible of human rights violations, he doesn't visit any human rights organization, for example, even if the human rights organizations invited the chairperson to visit their office. Human rights.
There was, for example, no request from Mr. Spano's team to visit Human Rights Foundation.
No request for Human Rights Foundation or Human Rights Association, the largest human rights organization of the country. Even though the Human Rights Association chairperson invited him to visit the Human Rights Association. Then you have the impartiality on behalf of the government, which is allegedly responsible for the human rights violations. And it is not possible for him not to know about these human rights violations, because European Commission of Human Rights, the Commissioner of Human Rights, both of them, Nils Muznik and Dunja Mijatović, had raised their concerns about the human rights violations in the country, had several reports on this situation, and also some denouncements regarding the Turkish government. Then it is a problem to visit the country with the appointments which are just leading us to just consider the visit as a dependent and partial visit, actually.
One of the experts in contact steadily with the European Court of Human Rights is Kerem Altıparmak, and his critical commentary during the visit was in a summary, he was saying that Spano addressed Justice Academy in reference to more than 4,000 judges and prosecutors dismissed during the state of emergency. Then he addressed Istanbul University academicians in reference to more than 6,000 academicians dismissed from universities across Turkey. And then he visited, this was in reference to that, and he visited Mardin, and he met the government-appointed trustee of Mardin, which replaced elected mayor of Mardin, Ahmet Türk. And this was also in reference to the trustee system. So in all, Altıparmak implies that this couldn't be, and he writes about this, he says, more symbolic pro-regime choreography could not have been designed.
Yeah, I totally agree with Kerem Altıparmak, actually, with this opinion. When we just see the overview of the picture, there is a just accurate choice of the chairperson of European Court of Human Rights. And this is pro-government choice. This is a choice on behalf of perpetrators instead of victims. No relationship with the victims. Is it possible for the chairperson not to know that several of the mayors who have been just purged from the municipalities are in prison? And is it possible for him not to know that so many of these mayors are put into prisons on the farthest part of Turkey from their homes? So since it is not possible for him not to know about this, to shake hands with the state trustee in Mardin is a symbol of corruption, actually. And so shameful. I like the phrase name and shame, which is so important for such kind of behavior during the human rights violations, particularly the feminist groups started this naming and shaming, but human rights groups also just consider this phrase important because when you name, then everybody would know about this shaming and corruptive behavior of these people. When the human rights violators have a relationship with a chief judge of the human rights court, then we have to name him. And we realized that people started to ask for a resignment of Robert Spano, which I totally support.
As a journalist, a big question mark for me was the fact, coming from the fact that Spano did not meet any representatives of the tiny independent Turkish media. He could have given an interview as a sort of indication of his position, respond to questions that we all have had before his visit and during his visit. He refused to do so. He also personally demanded that the group of press reporters in the honorary doctorate ceremony be taken out of the hall. He mentioned COVID-19 as a reason for that, but remaining in the hall were many academicians coming to listen to him from the Istanbul University. So this, in many ways, did not make sense to my colleagues that were basically taken out of the hall. So this was quite striking, I thought, why he refused to meet the remnant tiny free press of Turkey. That remains a big question mark for me.
Not a question mark, actually. They're all similar behavior when we consider the situation. He refuses to meet with the human rights organizations. He refuses to meet with the victims. He refuses to observe the situation in the country, but just have relationship with the pro-government organizations. So we do not expect him to meet with the independent media, although it is so important. And also, when you are given an honorary doctorate, the custom is to have the students also inside the hall to honor the person, because then the honorary doctorate is a situation where the students, the university, the reason of existence of a university should be there to observe this ceremony. But there were no students, probably because they were just concerned that the students would also
protest,
just protest the situation, this honorary doctorate. So it is very important steps for the chief judge, which indicates that he is a pro-government puppet, unfortunately.
What?
And I'm so sorry about this.
Finally, I wanted to hear the views of the lawyers who have met the memory and experience throughout the years about human rights violations, and who have also the knowledge about European Court of Human Rights. And I spoke to many of them, some of them anonymously, some of them interviewed by me. For example, Çiğdem Koç, who was very close to Ebru Timtik, who died in a hunger strike, and Veysel Ok, a Kurdish lawyer. Basically, what I am told by them is that many, many Turkish lawyers, human rights experts, had been claiming at home and towards abroad that the rule of law in Turkey had collapsed for many years now, and that the system of justice was illegitimate in their eyes. And what they are saying, the Spanos visit this way legitimized a regime whose rule of law or justice system is extremely problematic. So the question is whether or not there is a huge breach of confidence or lack of confidence now about Spano and the court that he represents after this visit. What do you think?
Of course, I agree with what they say about the situation in the country. There is no rule of law in the country for many years now. Yes, we know that many of the lawyers are in prison. And as I have mentioned about the opening of judiciary year, the president indicated a judgment, and this judgment was about lawyers calling them terrorists. So I agree with this opinion, but I disagree with the other opinion about legitimizing Turkey. It is actually not legitimizing Turkey, but it is illegitimizing the chairperson of the European Court of Human Rights, and unfortunately, throughout his behavior, illegitimizing this court. So the court should just discuss this situation and refuse to just illegitimize the court itself, and have to protect the reputation of the court as a human rights court instead of a court just supporting the illegitimized government's crimes.
So there are growing calls for Mr. Spanos resign. Should he resign?
Yes, for sure. And if he doesn't decide on behalf of resignment, then the court and the members of the court should ask for this resignment.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Şebnem Korurfincancı, chairperson of the Human Rights Foundation, IHV, in Turkey, for this conversation.
Thank you for just this opportunity to discuss the situation.
Ahval podcastlerini tüm mobil telefonlarda Spotify, SoundCloud ve Spreaker üzerinden dinleyebilirsiniz. Apple iPhone kullanıcıları bize iTunes üzerinden de ulaşabilir. Türkiye'nin ve hayatın cıvıl cıvıl sesleri Ahval Podcast dizisinde. Kulağınız bizde olsun.